اور پی سی بی کے چیئرمین احسان مانی صاحب نے ان کی بڑی تعریف کی ہے. کل ہم ان کے ساتھ بات کریں گے.
بابا شکریہ, لمبی سانس لے لیں اور جائیں نہ کہیں
پہ.
اب ہم آپ کی بات چیت کروائیں گے اسٹیون ڈیل ڈوکا صاحب سے, لیڈر آف انٹیریو لبرل پارٹی. جیسے ان سے لائن ملتی ہے ہم آپ کی بات چیت ان سے کروائیں گے. بٹ ان دا مین ٹائم کچھ اسپانسرز کے پیغامات پروگرام میں واپس آئیں گے. 4166201778 ہمارا فون نمبر ہے.
یو آر لسننگ ٹو WTOR 770 AM یانگس ٹاؤن ٹورانٹو.
کووڈ 19 کا حل آپ سے شروع ہوتا ہے. اگر آپ بیمار محسوس کر رہے ہوں, چاہے معمولی علامات ہوں, تو گھر پر رہیں اور دوسروں سے دور رہیں. اپنا قریبی رابطہ صرف اپنے گھرانے تک محدود رکھیں اور کسی سے بھی 2 میٹر کی دوری بنائے رکھیں. عوامی ماحول میں ہونے پر فیس کورنگ پہنیں. اپنے ہاتھوں کو کثرت سے دھوئیں. کووڈ 19 اور اسے روکنے کا ہمارا کام ابھی ختم نہیں ہوا ہے. یاد رکھیں, پھیلاؤ کو روکنے کی شروعات آپ سے ہوتی ہے. مزید معلومات کے لیے ontario.ca/coronavirus ملاحظہ کریں. حکومت اونٹیریو کی جانب سے ادا شدہ.
کرونا کر کے کچھ نہیں آ رہا راس, ہو نہ ہو وہ اداس, کیونکہ پٹاخہ فیکٹری بڑھائے گا تو آڈیا خوشیاں نو ہور بھی خاص.
پٹاخہ فیکٹری, شاندار پٹاخیاں دی وائڈ رینج, او بھی ہول سیل پرائز دے. پٹاخہ فیکٹری آؤ تے پاری ڈسکاؤنٹ پاؤ. کال 416-831-5252 یعنی 416-831-5252. 15 لوکیشنز ٹو سرو یو.
ڈائیورس یا کسٹڈی دی لڑائی زندگی دی سب تو اوکھی لڑائی ہوندی ہے, کیونکہ تسی اس شخص نال لڑ رہے ہوندے ہو جس نال تہاڈا گھر پریوار تے تہاڈے بچے سانجے نے. اس وقت کئی سوال اٹھتے نے کہ پراپرٹی کس کول جائے گی, کسٹڈی کس نوں ملے گی, تے زندگی دی سب تو پیاری دولت بچے کس کول رہن گے.
ایس این ایس لوئرز کو انہاں سارے سوالاں دے جواب تے تہاڈے حق لے لڑن واسطے لیاقت ہے. اپنے حق جانن لئی یا سلاح لین لئی اج ہی ایس این ایس لوئرز نوں کال کرو 416-655-2000.
او میں کیا جلدی تیار ہو جا, فرنیچر پسند کردے کردے بھی ٹائم لگنا.
ہاں سوڈی فرنیچر ہی تا جانا ہے, اپنے گھر دے کول ایئرپورٹ روڈ والی لوکیشن تے.
او نہیں, ہن اپاں انہاں دی کینیڈی لوکیشن تے جانا. ہن انہاں دا پورا سٹاف پوری کوالٹی نال اکو چھت نیچے اپنی سروسز دے گا.
سوڈی فرنیچر کمیونٹی دا سب تو پرانا فرنیچر سٹور ہن اپنا فرنیچر کینیڈی لوکیشن تو ہی سیل کرے گا. اپنی پسند دا فرنیچر ودیا ڈیلز تے لین لئی اج ہی آؤ انہاں دی کینیڈی لوکیشن 142 کینیڈی Road South, Brampton. They call 905-874-7171.
Lavi, aaj ki diwali te sangan di lod nahi, khul ke muh mittha karo ve.
Desi ghyo vich baniyan ethe taaziyan mithaiyan ne, muh mittha tu kar la mitra sweet mahal to aiyan ne. Raju katni ya phir barfi gajre naal rasgulla ve, sweet mahal da taste aisa jo khave na bhulda ve.
Lao ji, ait ki diwali sweet mahal wali, beshak thoda deo par sweet mahal to shuddh khoye diyan mithaiyan te dry fruit hi deo.
We follow all safety protocol. Sweet Mahal in Rexdale, 416-689-9999.
جی سامعین ناظرین, ویلکم بیک اگین ٹو آل دا لسنرز اینڈ ویورز. ایز آئی پرامسڈ, جناب مسٹر اسٹیون ڈیل ڈوکا از ود می. از دا لیڈر آف آنٹیریو لبرل پارٹی آف آنٹیریو. اینڈ آف کورس پینڈیمک ایرا بجٹ واز اناؤنسڈ جسٹ کپل آف ڈیز اگو. اینڈ وٹ از لبرل پارٹی, ویئر ڈز دے اسٹینڈ, اینڈ ویئر ڈز اسٹیون ڈیل ڈوکا اسٹینڈ؟ Of course. Oh, who else is going to tell us? Stephen, how are you, sir?
I'm doing really well, thanks. How are you?
Not bad at all, not bad at all. And let me just shoot it at you and ask you, what do you think?
Well, I think last Thursday's budget delivered by Doug Ford and his government is an incredible disappointment for the people of Ontario. I think that we've seen over the last 8 months with this pandemic that there are groups in Ontario, whether we're talking about vulnerable seniors in nursing homes, the 2 million students we have in public schools across Ontario, everybody who works in the service sector, tourism and hospitality, particularly women, people of color, black people who've been disproportionately impacted by this pandemic in terms of their employment and their economic prospects. And there was nothing in last Thursday's budget to help support these individuals who, frankly, because of the pandemic, need the help the most.
$187 billion, sir. $187 billion, and $30 billion they kept it for pandemic related spendings. Now, the deficit with this amount, what we have right now, is $38.5 billion. And we are expecting, they are expecting, 2021 to be $33.1 billion deficit, and 2022-23 is $28.2 billion. Now, you said disappointments in seniors, but they gave the seniors tax credit, and you don't think that's enough?
Listen, during this pandemic, we've seen that the vast majority of people in Ontario who have died because of the virus live in nursing homes, long-term care homes. Those are our parents and grandparents. They are people who helped build this province and build this country. They needed a premier who was going to take urgent action to help them stay healthy and safe for the rest of the pandemic. And instead, they got a premier who told us in his budget that he needs 5 more years to deliver an increase in the hours of care that those seniors are receiving in those nursing homes. And just a second ago, you talked about the numbers in the budget. And I know to your audience, the numbers seem really large. But it's not about how big the numbers are. It's about what are Doug Ford's priorities and who is he trying to help. Doug Ford is trying to help some of the biggest business people we have in this province. He's trying to help friends of his who helped make him leader of his party and premier of Ontario. For example, in long-term care, he would much rather be on the side of the long-term care home owners rather than on the side of the people who live in those long-term care homes or the people who work in those long-term care homes. And so, no, I don't think a tax credit that would require seniors to pay out of pocket up front to perhaps get money back months later is the best way to go. I think Doug Ford had a chance to demonstrate he was clearly on the side of vulnerable seniors in Ontario, and he failed miserably. He betrayed them.
You mentioned students. Students, they at home schooling cost, they have already mentioned that. You don't think that's enough?
No, listen, back in July, I told Doug Ford, look, there's a way to open up schools in Ontario and make sure that everybody is safe. And I'm saying this as a politician, but also as a father. My wife and I are raising 2 young girls. Our older daughter is in grade 8. Our younger daughter is in grade 4. And I've spoken with parents from every corner of Ontario who, July, August, September, October, extremely anxious, very worried about the situation in their kids' school. And I said to Doug Ford, the best way to guarantee safety in our schools is to make sure that kids are kept far apart from one another, at least 6 feet apart, which is what the public health experts have told us all the way through the pandemic. Physical distancing is critical, which to me in our schools means you want class sizes to remain small. And instead, we've got kids, including in my daughter's schools, where there are 25, 28, 30 kids per classroom. That's not good enough. And so I said back in July and August, make the investment that's necessary to make sure we can keep class sizes capped at 15 so students can remain physically apart so they're safe, their families are safe, our teachers and frontline education workers are safe. And Doug Ford didn't want to make the effort or make the investment to help make sure that our schools could reopen safely, which to me, again, is a betrayal of both the students, their families, and frontline education workers.
Nazreen and Sameen, listeners and viewers, we are talking to Stephen Del Duca. Mr. Stephen Del Duca is the leader of Ontario Liberal Party, and we are talking about pandemic-era budget, which was just announced last week. And, of course, Shazia is with me. And, Shazia, do you have any questions to Stephen?
Yes. Mr. Stephen, good evening. How are you, sir?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for having me on.
We are really grateful that you took time and you're talking to us, sir. You know, the Ontario government has tried to accommodate everybody. For example, you just said that people are facing a lot of problems during this pandemic and they haven't, managed things well. But, they have taken care of all the sectors. If you look at the budget, I mean, I can see every sector has been taken care of. I don't know if they have those many, dollars to take care of those sectors, but on the paper, it looks good. For tourism, they have set certain amount. Today, they have announced for veterans, for long-term homes, for everybody. And the thing that you announced that people don't really have much skills to go ahead. Well, for people to go into new skills, they have allocated a certain amount. And that is, again, in millions, about, if I'm correct, 180 million. So they are trying to accommodate people. In these difficult times, because they have already spent millions on, electricity cuts and giving tax credits and stuff like that. So, I mean, what else do you expect from a government? And then you said that schools are not doing well in this era, Ford era, maximum number of schools have been opened. A lot of schools that needed renovations and they have taken care of those. They have quickly made the switches between teachers and students coming to school and then going online. So
no, they haven't. I'm sorry to say, and I'm sorry to interrupt you. They haven't done any of that. I'm really sorry. Like that, there's really no.
But how can you say that?
Well, because I'm telling you the truth. I know what the government says they've done, but I also know what's literally happening on the ground in public education. They waited until the last possible second about school renovations. They did not. Don't forget, Doug Ford's been in power now for almost 2.5 years. He didn't become premier last week, and he waited until the very last possible second to say to schools that they should start their retrofits or their renovations regarding systems like HVAC. He has not properly funded public education, not just during this pandemic, but prior to the pandemic, when we had schools across the province where teachers and other education workers were striking, and there was so much disruption, because fundamentally Doug Ford doesn't believe in publicly funded education. There is nothing in this budget that is going to make life easier for a vulnerable senior in a nursing home in Ontario in the next month, 2 months, 6 months, 12 months. It will take 5 more years. Doug Ford explicitly said, in order to raise the minimum average standard of care for seniors in long-term care homes, he needs 5 more years. If you've got a mother or a grandfather or a grandmother living in a long-term care home, and they're 85 years of age, Doug Ford said last week, they're going to have to wait until they're 90 in order to get the care that they need. That makes no sense to me. That is an urgent priority, and everybody knows it except apparently Doug Ford. And you mentioned electricity. Let's just remember, and I'm pretty sure your audience will remember, that in 2018, when Doug Ford was looking for your votes, he told all of us that if he was elected premier, he would reduce residential electricity bills for families like yours and mine at home by an average of 12%. Instead, in the last 2.5 years, your residential electricity bills in the province of Ontario have gone up by an average of 3%, nearly 4%. There was nothing in this budget. When he was giving breaks in electricity costs to the biggest business owners in Ontario, he did nothing on electricity. He's got nothing in electricity in this budget for families like yours and mine. So in 2018, when he wanted your votes, Doug Ford lied to you. And that's just a couple of examples of where I felt he could have done better. Yes, the budget has a lot of money contained in it. The budget every year has a lot of money contained in it. Every single year, Ontario's budget has a lot of money, regardless of which party's in power. It's about the priorities. It's about the values that are at the foundation of a premier's priorities, and Doug Ford's priorities are wrong for Ontario.
You know what, Stephen? You understand, and I understand, both of us understand that pandemic, this is nobody's fault, and nobody knew it's coming.
That's correct.
And $187 billion he brought it, and of course we are going deficit down and down and down and down. And again, I had Khalid Rashid yesterday with me here in the studio, and I asked him the same thing. That deficit, what they are talking about, that $38.5 billion and the $33.1 billion and $28.2 billion, they keep on reducing it. These are just the projections. Do you think that there is any reality to it?
Well, I don't know for sure. And look, let me just say, you are 100% right. The pandemic came out of nowhere. And governments at all levels, provincially, federally, municipally, different political parties, everybody in March and April and May was scrambling, including Doug Ford. And I accept that, and I understand that. And if you and I were talking back in March or April, I would have said, let's cut the guy some slack. It's an unprecedented crisis he's dealing with. Except here's the problem I have today. We are now nearly 9 months into this pandemic. It is no longer March or April or May. There should be no more confusion about what needs to be done. All the data Doug Ford has in front of him, all of the power he has in front of him, all of the resources he has in front of him, and almost nine months into this pandemic, what do we see happening in Ontario? The number of positive cases continues to rise. There's a ton of confusion about what should happen in Peel region versus Toronto versus my home region of York versus Ottawa. There's a brand new color-coded system that wasn't in place in April, May, June. Suddenly, again, very confusing for people. we're talking about a premier who told everybody in this province in August and September, make sure you go get a flu shot. This just goes to the heart of his incompetence. Go get a flu shot. And then what did we find out? When people like my mom and dad and other friends that I have and family, just like people across Ontario, started calling their doctors and calling their pharmacies to book their flu appointments, we found out that even though Doug Ford told everybody to go get a flu shot, his government only ordered 5 million flu shots for a province where the population is nearly 15 million. This is not March anymore.
But it is. But you and I both know.
It's inexcusable. It's inexcusable 9 months in for Doug Ford to continue to demonstrate incompetence and make these mistakes.
But you and I both agree that, you know, from 4.4 billion that they have been ordering before that, yeah. Now he increased to 5.2 billion doses. Now, you and I both agreed that nobody knew about this.
5.3 million.
Okay.
But remember, our population is 15 million.
Okay.
Not 5 million.
But before it used to be 4.4 million, used to be more than enough for everybody else.
Think about your audience right now. Your audience heard in July and August directly from the Premier of Ontario and his Minister of Health and his MPPs in places like Peel Region and beyond, go get a flu shot. But they knew at that point how many they ordered. It's not an excuse to say, well, they ordered more than they've ever had before. They knew that they didn't have enough when they were telling everyone to book their appointments. How can you not see the incompetence that's at the heart?
No, Mr. Stephen, I'm really going to interrupt here because personally think that not everybody, even in these times, is going for the flu shot. So the government must have looked at the previous, record and data, and compared to that, they might have increased, and they definitely would have thought that, because I know the neighborhood in which I live in, I know a lot of people never go for flu shots. My own family doesn't go for flu shots every year.
But this year is different.
So maybe this year is different.
Yeah, this year is different. I agree with Stephen in this point that this year, because we don't have the vaccine for COVID-19, so there were a lot of people who were trying to protect themselves, and they are going for, and government should know that. Know that, hey, this year, because of that, everybody, a large majority of the people who never did this vaccine before, flu vaccine, this year they're going to go and get the flu vaccine. So they should have been more prepared. Let me ask you a blunt question, Stephen.
Sure. Yeah.
If you were the premier, March, April, May, June, you saw that, and you say that, of course, the numbers are going up and up and up and up and up, and the second wave has come. Nobody knew that there's going to be a second wave, but there were people talking about the second wave could come. What different you could have done?
So, again, let's just be really clear on the record here. Doug Ford said publicly on July the 14th that he knew a second wave was coming based on the public health advice that he was receiving from the medical health experts that he has.
You and I both knew that.
So everyone knew it. But July 14th, Doug Ford said those words publicly. And then what did we see over the course of the rest of the summer as we were all bracing for that second wave? We saw people in the GTA and beyond standing in lineups for hours. In one area in Ottawa, people were in line for 8 hours waiting for a COVID-19 test. Forget the flu shots for a quick second. The government was telling everybody that the criteria for what would require a test looked a certain way. The lineups grew exponentially, especially as schools started to reopen. Then in the course of 1 week in August and early September, the government changed the criteria 3 times in 1 week about when you were supposed to go get a COVID test. This is my point around the confusion that's at the heart of the messaging that Doug Ford has been providing to the people of Ontario, especially in the last 3 or 4 months. Again, March and April, everybody was scrambling. It was excusable. It was understandable. But August, September, October, to me, it wasn't excusable anymore that people in Ontario were still waiting 4 hours, 6 hours, 8 hours to get a COVID test. You asked me what I would have done differently earlier on. First of all, I think that the messaging needed to be completely consistent all the way through. Many people in other opposition parties, but me as well, were calling on the government to be more transparent. Who is at the command table? Who's giving advice? What are their recommendations? We still don't know to this day who Doug Ford is actually listening to. Consistency based on the advice coming from public health leaders, to me, makes the absolute most sense. Ramping up testing capacity from our earliest days, every place in the world that's had success fighting COVID-19 has done it two ways. Very aggressive testing that's rapid and broad-based, and then contact tracing. And in Ontario, we've seen that our testing, while it's gotten better in the fall versus where we were in the spring, we are still dramatically lower than we should be. We should be doing 70 to 80,000 tests per day as a minimum in the province of Ontario. We struggle to get through 40,000 in a given day. The backlog is considerable. And we've never heard from this government, clearly, why we're not able to ramp up testing. We found out in the city of Toronto 2 months ago and a month ago, there were no longer enough people on the ground to help with contact tracing. This is insanity. This is insanity. I've already talked about the flu vaccine. Those are just some of the examples of ways that they could have stepped up and been consistent, listen to the public health leaders, provide the resources that are at their disposal when you're leading a majority government to help make these things happen. Also, really quickly, let me just say, back in September, Ontario's financial accountability officer released a report that told us two things. This is an independent person. This is not a partisan individual who works for any one party. He said two things in September. Number one, out of every single dollar of pandemic relief spent or invested in the province of Ontario, 97 cents of that dollar were coming from the federal government, only 3% coming from Doug Ford. And secondly, at that point in September, he also said that Doug Ford was sitting on close to $9 billion in pandemic funds, mostly from the federal government, that he had not yet invested, even though he had them at his disposal for months. So when I think about students in our schools, and I think about seniors in our long-term care homes, and I think about people of color, women, others who've been displaced economically, why make those people, those vulnerable Ontarians, wait for months for a budget when they could have acted in July and August and September to help people more aggressively? And I think that was a missed opportunity, and I think it was a betrayal of the people of Ontario.
Can I ask you a very tough question?
Of course. You can ask any question you like.
Very, very, very. No, I got to ask you this tough question, eh?
Yes.
How? What do you think that Blue Jays, Raptors, and Leafs gonna do this year?
Jeez, I hope they all win. I hope they all win, and I hope they're safe if they all win. Of course.
Come on, you gotta be more positive than that.
Yeah, Stephen, you seem to be very pessimistic. I must say, also, see, there are the federal government has done a lot. And we really appreciate what the Trudeau government has done. But still, you know, services did not reach 100% of the people. It is absolutely not possible that in a pandemic, all the public, the mass distribution of all the funds and everything takes place. So please, you know, show a little heart and appreciate at least one or two good things that the Ontario government has done, as we appreciate what the federal government has done.
Well, so. but bear in mind a couple of things. The information I just gave you a second ago, that's not coming from me as a partisan liberal. That's coming from the financial accountability officer. Hmm. And if you ask me a question, is there anything good that Doug Ford's done during the pandemic? That's not a question that you've asked me so far. Yes, I can think of some things that he's done. Today's announcement that he made, by the way, in my home community of Woodbridge, about supporting the military.
Yes, veterans. It was brilliant announcement.
Yeah, so Helmets to Hard Hats is a really great organization. And before I became an MPP, I had the chance to work on fundraising initiatives to support Helmets to Hard Hats. That's a great announcement. I support that one wholeheartedly. A couple of days ago, I spoke to Doug Ford on the phone a few days ago when the company Whole Foods announced that they were going to ban their employees from wearing the poppy.
Yeah,
I called Doug Ford myself and I said, we got to change this. They should not be allowed to do that. He agreed. He's decided he was going to move on it. I'm not saying Doug Ford hasn't done a few things here and there that makes sense for the people of Ontario. And I'm not pessimistic about Ontario or Ontarians. But what I am telling you, and look, I've had the honor of serving inside the cabinet room for 4 years in two senior cabinet port positions. I have firsthand knowledge and experience of how much power a premier leading a majority government in our system has at his or her disposal. And I am disappointed in this budget because I think the emphasis And the priority that Doug Ford has is to reward and help people who actually don't need the help as much as others do, and he's chosen to not help the more vulnerable. And I believe in growing our economy, and I believe in fiscal stewardship that's responsible, and I believe in being economically competitive, but I believe you do that by from the ground up and from the bottom up and from helping grow the economy by making sure the middle class grows and people who are working hard to join the middle class have that opportunity. And if someone out there is a multimillionaire or a billionaire, God bless them. I'm happy for them and their success, but they don't need Doug Ford on their side because they're doing just fine. The people who need Doug Ford on their side are the vulnerable seniors who are dying and their grieving families, students in schools across this province who just want a good education, and people who've been displaced and they've lost their livelihoods during this pandemic. That's who needs Doug Ford's help. I wish he would wake up and see that. That's all I'm looking for.
So what do you think that he's going to do with the $9 billion that he's got it left?
I don't know. I don't have a clue.
You must know something.
Yeah. I don't know. Listen, the smartest thing Doug Ford could do.
Eventually he's going to spend it on Ontarians, right? Yeah.
Or who knows, maybe he'll decide to pay down the deficit more quickly than he needs to.
That will help the Ontarians too, right? Mm. Because we don't have to pay that much interest on it.
Sure. Again, if my mother or my grandmother is sitting in a long-term care home and they're not getting the care they need, they're not getting enough baths, and the food they're eating is below par, and their health is at risk, and you're asking me, would I rather Doug Ford invest in protecting them or lowering the deficit? I would choose the investment in long-term care. So, look, Doug Ford has got about 20 months or so until the next election campaign. I am really hopeful because I have so much faith and confidence in the people of this province. When we work together, when we are united, we are resilient, we are strong. I am genuinely hopeful and optimistic that we are going to get through this pandemic. I really and truly wish that Doug Ford would back up all the nice things that he says to the media with real actions that demonstrate competence, that demonstrate empathy, that demonstrate he's got a positive, forward-looking roadmap for the province's future. I say that again as a man who's with his wife, raising his kids, who wants them to grow up in a province that gives them as much opportunity as I had growing up in this province. And right now I fear that sense of intergenerational opportunity is at grave risk because Doug Ford has the wrong priorities.
Okay, Stephen, very, very difficult question. I think you are going to be really stuck with this one. You won't be able to answer this upfront, just like you have been, giving us all the information. Are we going to get the Pfizer vaccine as soon as it is available?
I hope so. I mean, when I woke up this morning and saw that news, I was elated. I think we are all thrilled to read that it looks like it's doing better than anybody expected. So I have my fingers crossed that, A, that the numbers are accurate, B, that it's readily available as soon as possible. That was the best news I think we've all had in months. So fingers crossed it works out and that we get it as soon as possible.
At least the federal government has already ordered in August millions of doses of that. We are hoping and we are keeping our fingers crossed that it works out good for everybody, not only for
Absolutely.
Pfizer, for everybody, for every individual in the world. And hopefully it's going to work out for us.
Absolutely.
You know what? You've been very good.
So have you. You've both been very good.
You really did your homework. We wanted to grill you, but you just found your way out of the alley.
Stephen, we will welcome you anytime you want to come to our studio. Please come on over here. We'll sit down and we'll talk right here in the studio. Let this corona thingy go away.
I really appreciate the opportunity. I hope that you and your entire audience, everybody stay safe and healthy. We're going to get through this together, and I would love to come see you at your studios in the near future.
I really appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Thank you so much. All the best
thank
to you,
you,
Stephen.
Take care.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye. Ye the Stephen Del Duca, leader of Ontario Liberal Party, and inke apne baachi sun li ke bhai unhone kya kaha ke apne. Of course, इनका ये अपना राय है एंड
क्योंकि मजीद भाई एज अ मीडिया हाउस ना हमारी ड्यूटी है कि हम दोनों साइड ऑफ द स्टोरी सुनाएं क्योंकि उस दिन हमारे पास फ्राइडे को कलीद रशीद साहब आए थे जिन्होंने एक गवर्नमेंट का पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू दिया था तो हमने इनको इसीलिए बुलाया कि हमारे पास बैलेंस्ड व्यू आए कि अब जो अपोजिशन है वो क्या बोलती है तो इट इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट कि हम बोथ साइड ऑफ द स्टोरीज जो है अपने सुनने और देखने वालों के सामने लाएं फिर उनकी मर्जी है कि वो क्या उसके देखने के लिए है तो हम एनडीपी वालों को भी बुला रहे हैं इंशाल्लाह जरूर वो भी आएंगे उनके भी एक रिप्रेजेंटेटिव आएंगे हमारे पास सून और वो भी आके हमारे पास जो है बात करेंगे
Shazia ji, thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
And
Shazia
ji ka color pyara hai ya unke kapde ka color pyara hai?
Kapdon ka.
Mere liye unhone ye nahi kaha, unhone kaha ki main pata nahi kahan se hu main.
Summer ka combination.
हाँ वो आज मुझे गर्मी बहुत ज्यादा लग रही है, मैं बता रही थी आज भी बहुत ज्यादा गर्मी है.
Today is गर्मी का मौसम, 21 degrees.
Yes, that's right. It's गर्मी, it's hot.
It's hot.
It's very very hot. इसीलिए मैं जरा
hot. Chena.
Spring के हाँ spring के chena. कोई कहने वाला नहीं
होगा. Oh यार, you know what? We're gonna miss that.
We're going to miss all that, you know.
Yeah.
Fun every single day.
Chena. Chena flu.
Yes, that's right.
Anyway, हम आपको लिए चलते हैं अब अपनी रेगुलर जो हमारा प्रोग्रामिंग है उसके जानेब. टिल टुमारो, यू हैव अ वंडरफुल डे. अपनी दुआओं में हमेशा याद रखा करें. हम आपके लिए दुआगो होंगे, आप हमें अपनी दुआओं में याद रखें. खासतौर से हमारे दोस्त, हमारे भाई मुजफ्फर अली को अपनी दुआओं में ज़रूर याद रखें. उसके साथ वो तमाम लोग जो अपना सफ़र मुकम्मल करके इस दुनिया से रुखसत हो चुके हैं, अल्लाह सुब्हान तआला उनके गुनाहों को बख्श दे, उनके दर्जात को बुलंद करे, उन्हें जल्द फ़िरदौस में क़त्म फ़रमाए. आमीन सुम्मा आमीन. टिल टुमारो, अल्लाह हाफिज़.
लेके जमाने की खुशियाँ आजकल तेरे संग में, लेके जमाने की खुशियाँ आजकल तेरे संग में.
ये तेरी काया है कोरी, ये तेरी काया है कोरी, हो रंग दो प्यार के रंग में.
पर्वत की ऊंचाई पर, पर्वत की ऊंचाई पर ठहर गई है शाम. पर्वत की ऊंचाई पर ठहर गई है शाम, लेके तेरा नाम, लेके तेरा नाम.
Thank you.
खड़ा इंतजार में, अब तो आ जा बेसब्री से, दे दी मुझे बहार ने, अब तो आ जा बेसब्री से, दे दी मुझे बहार ने। तेरी सोच में छोड़ दिए हैं,
तेरी सोच में छोड़ दिए हैं दुनिया के सब काम, लेके तेरा नाम,
लेके तेरा नाम।
Thank you.
कारण नैया डोली, किस कारण नैया डोली, किस कारण नैया डोली, किस कारण नैया डोली।
नैया में दो प्रेमी खेल रहे थे आँख मिचोली, इस कारण नैया डोली, इस कारण नैया डोली। किस कारण ये दिल धड़का, किस कारण ये दिल धड़का, किस कारण ये दिल धड़का, किस कारण ये दिल धड़का।
एक गांव की लड़की को भाग गया शहर का लड़का, किस कारण ये दिल धड़का, किस कारण ये दिल धड़का। हो
गोरी के गालों को चूमे, जिस कारण झुमका झूमे, जिस कारण झुमका झूमे।
किस कारण दुनिया छूटे, किस कारण दुनिया छूटे, किस कारण दुनिया छूटे, किस कारण दुनिया छूटे।
जान निकल जाए तन से या प्यार में ये मन टूटे, इस कारण दुनिया छूटे, इस कारण दुनिया छूटे। किस कारण पायल बाजी, किस कारण पायल बाजी।
पायल का मतलब है लड़का लड़की दोनों राजी, किस कारण पायल बाजी, इस कारण पायल बाजी। हो किस कारण कंगना खन के, किस कारण कंगना खन के, किस कारण कंगना खन के।
कंगना कैसे चुप रहते जब पाँव में घुंघरू छन के, किस कारण कंगना खन के, किस कारण कंगना खन के। चैन न आए, किस कारण चैन न आए, किस कारण चैन न आए, किस कारण चैन न आए।
ऐसा हाल तो होता है जब आँख कहीं लड़ जाए, किस कारण चैन न आए, इस कारण चैन न आए। किस कारण निंदिया खोई, किस कारण निंदिया खोई, किस कारण निंदिया खोई, किस कारण निंदिया खोई।
जगा नजर में बस गया दूजा कोई, इस कारण निंदिया खोई, इस कारण निंदिया खोई। सावन आया किस कारण, सावन आया ओ किस कारण, सावन आया किस कारण, सावन आया।
मैंने दिया आवाज तुझे को समझा उसे बुलाया, इस कारण सावन आया, इस कारण सावन आया।
किस कारण, कारण सारे, इस कारण, कारण सारे।
प्यार मोहब्बत हर कारण का कारण, प्रीतम प्यारे, इस कारण, कारण सारे, इस कारण, कारण सारे, इस कारण, कारण सारे, इस कारण, कारण सारे। पतझर सावन बसंत बहार, पतझर सावन बसंत बहार, एक बरस के मौसम चार, मौसम चार, मौसम चार, पांचवा मौसम प्यार का इंतजार का, पांचवा मौसम प्यार का इंतजार का। पतझर सावन बसंत बहार, एक बरस के मौसम चार, मौसम चार, मौसम चार, पांचवा मौसम प्यार का इंतजार।
पांचवा मौसम प्यार का इंतजार का,
पांचवा मौसम।
मौसम में दिल तरसे,
प्यार के मौसम में दिल तरसे,
मेरे गले में अपनी नजर से,
मेरे गले में अपनी नजर से
डालता तुम के हार, पतझर सा
पतझर बसंत बहार,
एक बरस के मौसम चार मौसम चार मौसम चार, पांचवा मौसम प्यार का झर
सावन
बसंत बहार।
बोलूंगा नहीं मुंह से, दीवाना हूँ दीवाना, बोलूंगा नहीं मुंह से, बोलूंगा नहीं मुंह से, दीवाना हूँ दीवाना, बोलूंगा नहीं मुंह से, दीवाना हूँ दीवाना। दरवाजा खुला होगा, दरवाजा खुला होगा, दरवाजा खुला होगा, चाहो तो चले आना, भूलूंगा नहीं तुमसे। पूछेगा कोई मुझसे मैं नाम नहीं लूंगा, पूछेगा कोई मुझसे मैं नाम नहीं लूंगा, ये दिल भी दिया तुमको मैं जान भी दे दूंगा, ये दिल भी दिया तुमको मैं जान भी दे दूंगा। क्या चीज मोहब्बत है, क्या चीज मोहब्बत है, क्या चीज मोहब्बत है, मुझको नहीं समझाना, बोलूंगा नहीं दीवाना हूँ दीवाना, बोलूंगा नहीं तुमसे। इस प्यार के खातिर मैं सौ बार जन्म लूंगा, इस प्यार की खा